If you're converting carbohydrate into triglycerides, if you need pentose moieties to make nucleotides, you'll find that Emden-Meyerhof is not the game to play. And you'll do your biosynthesis the pentose phosphate way, with transaldolase, transketolase, G6PDH2. 6 times 6 gives 5 times 6 plus 6 of CO2. Carbons passing to and fro, the back becomes the front. Did you ever see a pathway like the pentose phosphate shunt? First, G6P is oxidized and ADP reduced to give gluconolactone, as might well have been deduced. The lactone is unhydrolyzed to make the gluconate, and decarboxylation is its metabolic fate, with transaldolase, trisketolase, G6PDH2. 6 times 6 is 5 times 6 plus 6 of CO2. Carbons passing to and fro, the back becomes the front. Did you ever see a pathway like the pentose phosphate shunt? There ends the oxidative phase, now multiply by 3. An intermediary balance sheet by way of summary. 6 NADPH you form, 3 CO2 set free. 3 ribulose, 5 phosphates form from 3 of G6P. 1 isomerization from the ketones to aldose turns ribulose 5-phosphate to the phosphate of ribose. The other 2 epimerized, inverted at C3, to xylulose 5-phosphate form, hence called XU5P. 2 carbons from XU5P transferred to the aldose. Transketolase need TPP, as everybody knows. Thus 3 plus 7 made to meet transaldolase attack. 3 C's from cedoheptulose, the GAP gets back. Glyceraldehyde 3-phosphate thus becoming F6P. Leaves erythrose 4-phosphate looking for some company. But XU5P number 2 has 2 top C's to spare. Transketolase negotiates their transfer as a pair. So we've made another F6P, a triose phosphate 2. To see what we have now achieved, let's multiply by 2. 4 F6Ps to GAPs by glycolytic tricks. Give 5 glucose, 6 phosphates when we started out with 6. With transaldolase, transketolase, G6PDH2. 6 times 6 is 5 times 6 plus 6 of CO2. Carbons passing to and fro, the back becomes the front. Did you ever see a pathway like the pentose phosphate shunt? We must add an addendum, for there's recent work that shows a variant in liver cells involving octulose. If you've just learned the classic path, you may think it's a shame. If it's any consolation, though, the end result's the same. With transaldolase, transketolase, G6PDH2. 6 times 6 gives 5 times 6 plus 6 of CO2. Carbons passing to and fro, the back becomes the front. Did you ever see a pathway like the pentose phosphate shunt? Did you ever see a pathway like the pentose phosphate shunt?